B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
Last Friday, we had a lot of fun, didn't we, LBF? Fun doing riddles.
Oh, yeah. It's fun to humiliate me on air.
I don't, but, you know, I don't look at it that way.
You don't?
No, I look at it
this
as...
This is payback for me making fun of him, by the way.
Yeah, constantly. But so they're riddles we do on Friday. So did we come up for a name for these?
With that name. I
like the name Friddles.
Of course you do.
So you want to do a friddle?
I don't want to do a friddle at all.
Here's how it works.
Here we go.
I'll just do a riddle, and if you can answer it before the listeners do, you win.
Great.
Okay? Okay. Here's the first one. All right, 888-410-1057. Don't call if you've heard the answer before. That's not fair.
Okay. There's nothing fair about this, but go ahead.
All right, LBF. What has a neck but no head? What has a neck but no head?
Okay, what has a neck?
Yeah, with
but
no head. Yeah, think about that. Anybody got there guessing? 888-410-1057.
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
What has a neck but no head? It's just a football player came to mind, but like that's just being mean.
What has a neck?
What has a neck but no head?
A neck. All right, think about that. You can noodle that. And if anybody wants to give us a call at 888-410-1057 and answer the friddle before LBF does. I think you're going to have a good day today. I feel
a necco wafer?
a necco wafer doesn't have a
neck. Oh, no,
right.
It's a neck.
Okay, noodle that. We'll be right back.
I don't want to noodle it. I'm gluten-free.
All right, let's just grab a call. Go ahead. ROR, good. Good morning. Who's this?
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
Neck with no head?
Yep.
That would be a bicycle. Gooseneck.
No. It's not a bicycle. Nice try, though.
It's not a bicycle.
No. All right, go ahead.
A necco wafer. He's on my page.
ROR, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
We're
what
good.
About a clam?
A clam. A neck with no head. Not bad, but they might have a head. I don't know if they don't.
A neck.
But that's not
but
the answer.
No head. Okay. All right.
Next call.
I like how everyone's trying and failing.
ROR,
like me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What has a neck?
A bottle.
What has a neck with no head? You said a
bottle.
You got it.
You would think that
a bottle. You
a
got
drinker
it.
Like me would know something
yes.
like that. But no. Oh my God! How do you do it? How do you do it? I don't get it.
I don't. I'm sitting here waiting to go into work, and I just said, "Well, you know what? It's got to be something simple."
I'm going to call those guys.
Oh my God! It
has to be something simple.
Feel terrible.
Is it Teresa?
Yes, it is.
Teresa, do you like a friddle?
That's a Friday riddle for the people.
I do.
All right,
playing
good.
Along.
Not quite a pro at it, but
no, you did okay. We have more coming up. You stay tuned, okay?
Joy to the world.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Teresa.
Bye, Teresa. Have a good day at work.
Who wants a Friday riddle?
No, I don't.
Did you raise your... I think you raised your hand.
I didn't raise my hand, Bob.
All right, LBF. I have confidence in you're going to get this Friday riddle,
okay,
otherwise
so
known as a friddle.
Anybody just tuning in, I just want to let you know that I'm... told Bob that I'm terrible at riddles and that it's a torturous event for me. So now he's deemed every Friday friddle day.
No, not every Friday.
Oh, just this
no,
Friday?
No, we won't do it next Friday.
Oh, okay.
And then we're on vacation.
And then
is your last day
to
do some friddles, your
I
Friday
hate them.
Riddles. I think you secretly like them. And
no,
I think
don't.
You can get them.
I All never right, so can the, get them.
The idea is if you can beat the audience or the audience can beat you.
The idea is for you to humiliate me.
No, it's not.
Audience.
It is not
it's
that.
Fine.
It's
fine.
It's fun.
I went to high school. I've been humiliated before.
Okay. It's my never-ending desire to show that you have what it takes to work these through, and I'm just amazed that you don't enjoy them as much as I do. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here you go.
Riddle me that.
All right, riddle. Here's your next one. And if you can be at LBF 888-410-1057. Don't call if you've already heard it before. That's not fun. Okay, here
okay,
we go.
Okay,
listen
okay.
closely.
Yep.
What runs but never walks, murmurs but never talks, has a bed but never sleeps, and has a mouth but never eats. Okay?
Okay. So again, like again, this I you picture want, myself mm-hmm. in the Goonies, the movie,
okay.
trying to get to the next level of mm-hmm. like, you know, finding the treasure, and our life and death situation happens.
Yes, and you're
and I'm failing miserably.
You have to do, yeah, you do. You're
or like a Jumanji next level.
It's all up to you. What runs but never walks, murmurs but never talks, has a bed but never sleeps, and has a mouth but never eats. Wow.
I'm going to murder you. I'm just going to murder you. You heard it here first, everybody.
Why? I'm going to murder him. Slightly so. Over the top. Slightly
murder.
Over the top.
Murderous thoughts.
I think what you're trying to say is, Bob, I really enjoy these.
Oh.
Keep
I mean,
them
coming. I'm actually devising plans now in my head.
All right.
I'm not thinking about the riddle anymore. I'm thinking about murder.
All right. I mean, think about the answer. And if anybody wants to give us a call, 888-410-1057. It's a hard one. Okay, look, if you don't want to do friddles, I won't do friddles.
No, it's fine. I just want, I know what you're up to.
No, you don't.
I know what you're
it's
up to.
It's fun. Your reaction is awesome.
So
I know
fun.
You can do it. All right, so let's see if you can beat the listeners on this one. What runs but never walks, murmurs but never talks, has a bed but never sleeps, and it has a mouth but never eats. All right, let's go to the phone. ROR, what do you think it is?
River.
Stay tuned. ROR, what do you think it is?
I think it's a river.
Stay tuned. ROR, what do you think it is?
I know it's a river.
Okay, stay tuned. ROR, what do you think it is?
A river.
Okay, stay tuned. ROR, what do you think it is?
A river.
Okay, stay tuned. All right, and see what you see. What's happening here?
Yeah, I see what you're proving.
What's happening, LBF, is everybody seems to have the consensus that it is a river.
Yeah, and is it
okay?
And so
now,
easily.
What do you think the answer is?
What do I think the answer is?
Yes.
I think the answer is river.
Yes, it is a river. See how easy that was?
Yeah, easy to copy off other people's work. I knew that in high school, too. I never really cheated.
River. That's it. That was the answer. All right, you got it?
No, you know what
river.
I heard? I heard, what? Like, you heard, river, 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 river. River. I heard, you're dumb.
Okay, look, I'm telling you. I thought.
My brain does not work that way. I could quote a movie from here to Nebraska.
That's what makes it fascinating. You ready for another Friday riddle, LBF?
God, it's like
or if you don't
want to
do it, if you don't want to do it,
no,
we
no,
can move on.
No, I love, like, listen, it's like 50 Shades of Grey. A little humiliation. It's fine. Okay. I got a safe word.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'm confident you're going to get this one. So the idea is.
To humiliate me.
No, knows. It's not. Okay. It's just.
Just Friday fun.
Friday fun friddles. All right, 888-410-1057. You can see if you can get the answer before anybody else. Okay. Here it is.
All right.
What has a foot on each side and one in the middle? A foot on...
I think I know this.
What do you think?
I think I know this.
Well, I want to hear it.
A yardstick?
Did you say... A yardstick?
Yes.
You got it.
No,
congratulations.
Sir.
Yes.
I pictured it in my brain.
Look at that. Wow.
Very good.
Wow. That was good, LBF. See?
That's
I love
easy.
It.
That's an easy one.
Was
That's
it?
An easy one.
Was
I mean,
it?
If I can, it's a yardstick. Like, that was an easier one.
All right. Well, I'll do another one then.
All right, fine.
Okay, here it is. All right.
God.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
What am I? The more you take.
It's not donuts.
It is not
I'm
donuts.
Things I'm picturing in my mind. It's
the
not
more
cake.
You take.
It's not cake.
The more you leave behind. Okay? 888.
I didn't know that one.
410-1057.
I was on the top of the world,
but
Ma.
That was great. You were on top of the world, Ma.
And then the next thing you know.
Boom.
I'm thinking about taking donuts and leaving some. And
no, it's not donuts.
It's not donuts.
All right, 888-410-1057.
The more you leave behind.
What am I? The more you take, the more you leave behind. Picture that.
I can't picture it. I can only picture donuts now.
All right, you can call
and yardsticks.
if you think you know the answer, 888-410-1057. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, is the answer laxative?
A laxative? Oh my God, that's an amazing answer.
Absolutely.
And I think that actually is probably true. That is correct. Amazing.
Answer of the day. it's beyond brilliant. What is your name?
My name's Jayla.
Jayla, that is an ingenious answer.
Yes, it is.
Not what I'm looking for, but the one I needed. That was great.
I really wish that I had come up with that. Now, that was excellent.
How old are you, Jayla?
I'm 14.
You are 14 so funny, so smart.
And so funny.
And yeah, I wish I could say you're right, but it's pretty good.
But she's right in her own way.
Yeah, all right. Have a great day, Jayla.
You too.
Oh, you
she's so
thank
sweet.
You
do you
so
like
much.
You like the Friday riddles, or as we call them, the Friddles?
Yes.
Do you feel like that Bob takes a certain amount of pleasure in humiliating me?
No, that's not it.
No, don't answer. I'm not asking you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Jayla, what do you think?
Maybe.
No, I don't know. Maybe, Jayla.
Girlfriend can't lie.
Jeez, I'm just having fun. Anyway, all right, Jayla, we got to go,
day.
Just like you will,
yeah,
after
right,
all
exactly.
that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, that's actually funny, Bob.
Bye good now. Yeah, okay. All right, ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. Here it goes. Yes, the more you take, the more you leave behind.
When
you think it is.
I think it's footsteps.
Footsteps. Stay tuned.
Footsteps.
Think about that. All right. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. What do you think it is?
Footsteps.
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 Stay tuned. Is that working for you, LBF?
Yeah, nothing is working for me.
All right.
Me,
ROR, good morning.
But not limited to my brain.
Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Cheryl.
Hi,
how are
Cheryl.
You?
I'm good, Cheryl. What do you think it is?
What about advice?
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
Oh.
I like the fact that our listeners are going from, like, the actual answer to, like, bigger picture, outside of the box, from laxatives to advice.
That laxatives is hard to beat. All right.
Okay. I like it.
That's not it. All right. ROR, good morning. What do you think it is?
I think it's pictures.
Oh.
The more you take,
that's pretty good, too.
Okay. All right.
That's pretty good, but it's not it. You ready? You want the answer?
Yeah, I would love the answer.
Everybody who said footsteps was close.
The more you what is it?
Footprints.
The more you take,
the more footprints you leave behind.
Oh, it's like that Jesus quote.
There, what's that?
You know, I was on the beach and the footsteps, and that's when you carried me.
No, I'm not familiar with that
one. Oh, then you have not been to a Hallmark store.
not lately. Not lately. Okay. It's footprints.
All right.
But you know what? I would just take, what's her name? Jayla's answer?
Laxative is the best one.
That's pretty good.
I mean, I'm just going to use that now.
You know, you got foot yardstick.
Oh,
you should
okay.
feel great about that.
Oh, all right. You know what? Don't you condescend to me.
Are you going to talk to me tonight, my wife and I, at the Christmas?
I'm only
going
to talk to you in riddles. I'm going to come in a Riddler outfit. I'm going to be like head to toe green with question
I think that's
marks
my
all
job.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah, we do have our office holiday party tonight.
Yes.
So Dave's going.
Yes.
My wife, Carolyn's going.
Yes.
We'll have a few drinky poos, right?
Yes.
It'd be nice to hobnob. Look
yes.
forward to
Bob
it.
Bob loves to hob and nob. Bob,
wouldn't that be good?
Yeah, it'll be great.
Look forward to it.
I am.
Yeah.
I love it.
What's Dave wearing?
He's going to wear pants.
Okay. That's good.
You know, I said,
me too.
Dave.
Yeah.
You better wear pants.
Sensible slacks?
Sensible slacks
okay.
and probably like a pullover sweater.
Oh, he always does.
You know.
Yeah, okay.
Look as like handsome,
that's
handsome
nice.
Dave.
Well, that's good. Don't hang out with
don't
Dave.
Don't you worry, Bob.
I'm not
you're
worried.
Cute
I just want to make sure. No, I want to make sure.
Yeah, that's cute as Dave.
Of course, that's fine. I mean, you're saying all the right things. But, you know, I want to make sure I don't.
What's your wife going to wear?
Underdress or overdress. I think she said she's going to wear some sort of black pants and something that sparkles on top.
Okay, well...
It's like a riddle.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. Okay.
All right, well, she always looks so pretty, so...
Thank you.
I'm not
let
standing next to her.
That. That is not
just
true.
Just keep me away from
that
her.
That is not true. You're super svelte.
Oh, yeah, well, that's nice.
Oh, super smart. It was super fun today.
I know.
John ended up getting, 9 out of 10?
9 out of 10.
No, oh, boy. So Ruth is on the phone.
Ruth.
Oh, man, here we go. What's up, Ruth?
To know. She's the only other person I know that knows those lines in Oliver.
Isn't that a twist?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, boy, in heaven.
Yeah.
You're so clever. Here's the deal. LBF, I'll finish the lines for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That particular section.
Yeah.
Oliver. Never before has a boy wanted more. Oliver. He won't ask for more when he knows what's in store.
There's a dark, thin, winding stairway
without any banister. And they'll throw you down and feed you on cockroaches served in a canister.
Now we can sing. As long as he needs me. or you've got to pick a pocket or two.
You rock. Uh-huh. You know them all.
Yes.
I'm so impressed.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We're done.
All right. Okay. I won't take up any more time. I know you're busy with that.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's perfect.
Encouraging her, Ruth. She's going to come in with a caftan on. And
love it.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Have a great weekend. Bye.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
Darby catch Henry. Yeah. Touchdown. Gold. Patriots.
What a throw by Mac Jones.
Touchdown. Patriots.
Holy crap. What a throw. On the skinny to the left side. Way to go, Mac Jones. Way to put it behind you.
Well, I think we got Scott Zolak right around the corner if it really comes to that.
It's Football Fridays with Scott Zolak, brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank and Dunkin'. The holidays can be stressful, but not when you have CSB's new Less Stress Check-In. Get details at ClintonSavings.com, member FDIC, DIF. I got a new name for this. It's so time. All right, so look, Buffalo, last time we talked, that was ugly, man.
Disgusting. Yeah, we're on a different planet than they are.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? We are what we record says we are.
I feel worse coming out of that game than the playoff game, because I think they just toyed with us.
You really think so?
Yeah, like they played three games in 12 days. They were the visitors each time. They had to travel. They had dealt a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
They had guys banged up. Von Miller got hurt. And they're like, let's just get in here, get a win, get out.
And that's what they did. Our offense, I mean, I hear you guys talking about it all the time.
Yeah.
Mac Jones just popped off on the sideline. So what are you thinking?
About time somebody pops off.
To
continue to take this. I mean, they're last pretty much in every statistical category in offense. So something needs to be.
Why is Mac mad? What was the chief thing with him?
No time. Nobody's getting open. Myriad of things going on right now for him.
Yeah.
Say, you know, rank them 1 to 10. I think number one's the offensive
one. And he wants to throw the damn ball, too, right?
Yeah, every quarterback wants to throw.
Yeah.
Plus, he threw it at a high level last year.
Yeah, and he's just going sideline to sideline. It's not pretty. How long do you think before Patricia is out as the offensive coordinator? Put you on the spot there, but you
know, Bill sort of backtracked that. He said, I like the system we have in. I like our coaches, including myself. I like the defense. I like the special teams.
Yeah.
Unless he's going to be forced to change it.
Yeah.
It comes from
you don't like it, though. I mean, if you're being honest.
Right now, I don't like it. No.
Yeah. You're just not.
Absolutely not.
No. And our former offensive coordinator is in Las Vegas now.
Yeah,
so, he's winning, you know, so there's
good
that.
Good to win in Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Arizona in a minute, but LBF, you have a question for Zoe.
I have a question.
Zoe.
Are you going to the office Christmas party tonight?
Ooh. Tonight?
It's Friday night.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
You're working on it.
It's a toss of the coin.
What do you mean?
It's a toss of the coin.
It's location, other things I have going on. My son after school.
Oh, I see.
Traffic patterns.
It's a Friday night. It's tough. Usually it's Saturday. I know. Friday. I know.
Do it in the morning.
What's the worst, best slash thing you've ever done at a Christmas party at work?
Xerox my butt. I don't know.
Any 80s movie in the world. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Xerox your butt.
It was an office party for
sure. I hope
sure.
they have a Xerox
some
machine.
Other things.
Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah. There's other things I can't talk about because you guys have a classy show.
Okay.
Yeah. We try to keep it classy.
All right.
And spike the punch.
All right.
Yeah. You spiked the punch?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you put in?
Grain alcohol.
Oh, my. My God. So,
like gasoline.
Like gasoline. All right, we know you got to run. Arizona.
Yep.
Monday night.
Should handle them. It's a must-win game. 23-13 Pats. Win by 10.
That's it. Yep. So there's a chance. We can still.
Tucson, then they go to Vegas.
So there's a shot here for playoff hopes.
Yeah.
That's all we need to hear. Thank you, Zoe. All right, Zoe. See you at the party tonight, brother. Yeah. Don't touch the punch. Do not touch the punch.
Or the Xerox machine.
I don't think he's coming. the party. Too bad.
I don't know if
he was fun. Last year, he took over. Remember that?
He did. He literally stole the microphone out of my hand.
He ripped mine right out of my hand. Or did he take it out of yours?
It was mine.
Was he ripped right out of your hand?
Yes.
And just took over the show?
And took over.
Yeah.
That's fine.
What are you going to do? He's 6'6".
Exactly.
Mm, here you go, sir.
I'm like, okay.
All right. So we'll see how that goes tonight. Yeah. Too bad, though.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Bob and LBF in the morning. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's say good morning to our players. John from Chelmsford. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, LBF.
All right, John, on your way to work today, right?
Yes, sir.
What do you do?
I am a fundraiser for a local college.
Oh, yeah, nice. That's great. You can give the college a shout-out if you want.
Yeah, Providence College.
Providence College. The Friars, right?
Yes.
The Friars.
You got it. Go Friars.
Okay, so, John, anybody listening today, hoping you win $1,000?
Yeah, my wife Lauren and I'm not sure if the kids are listening or not. They're in school, but
all right.
It's definitely to my wife. All right.
Well, you know, LBF, the L is for Lauren. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds great.
All right, John. You know how Super Smart works. Get all six of the all 10 of these right. You win $1,000. Be quick if you're not sure, so we can come back to the question. Okay, John.
Sounds good.
Here we go.
What is 8 plus 7?
15.
Cindy Lou Who is the little girl in what Christmas story?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Which vital organ does the adjective renal refer to?
Kidney.
Which Dickens character asked for more?
Tiny Tim.
Where is the Louvre?
Paris.
Who came up with the theory of relativity?
Einstein.
Who is the youngest member of the Jackson 5?
Michael.
What is the more common name for umbilicus?
Pass.
What do runners pass to each other in a relay race?
A baton.
Which is longer, a python or a boa constrictor?
Oh, man. Python.
What's the more common name for umbilicus?
Belly button?
Yeah, that's a good job. Oh, we got this, another 9.
John, you missed one.
Oh, man.
Do you want to, you know what you missed?
Is it the Dickens question?
Yes.
It was the Dickens. It gave you the Dickens. What's the answer, LBF?
Oliver. Never before has a boy wanted more. Oliver. That's from the musical.
Man. What, you're rubbing it in? I mean, geez, LBF. Poor
Sorry.
Guy.
It's a really good musical.
Dang, John.
John. I'm sorry. I'm just saying at the end of the, but you did a really great job.
It was fun.
I'll never forget it now.
You'll never forget it.
You have to watch it now.
Yes.
Yes, it was Oliver.
May I have some more? It's a really good scene.
Ring a bell.
Show it to your kids. They'll never ask about it again.
100%. Yep. Oh, well.
John.
Oh, well done.
9 out of 10 is a great score. I really thought you were going to get it. We got the Dickens beat out of us.
I wish it was on a different question because Bob's going to just mine the whole Dickens thing. What the Dickens?
Anyway, enough about us, John. How about a nice $50 gift card to 110 Grill or a Viva Trattoria?
Don't hurt yourself.
I did. All right. Yeah. You don't have to choose now. You don't have to choose now, John.
You could choose whenever.
Okay. John, it was a pleasure playing with you. Have a great Christmas or great holiday. Okay, John?
All right. Thank you both. That was a lot of fun.
All right. Good guy.
Awesome job. Bragging rights for sure. Tell everyone.
That's right.
Think you're super smart. We'll pay you $1,000 if you can prove it. Sign up for Super Smart 60 Seconds at WROR.com. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
Morning court is in session. Let's say good morning to Brad. Hey, good morning, Brad.
Hey, good morning, Bob and LBF.
Well, what's the case? What brings you to court today?
Hey.
Yes, I'm calling about an issue I have with a plumber who I think is ripping me off with charging me for a service call on something that he shouldn't be.
Okay.
All
right. What happened?
Well, all right. So first off, a couple of months ago, we had an issue with one of our toilets, and I called the plumber, and he's been used in the past couple of years for random issues, right?
Right.
So he comes over, he fixed that, and the bill was like around $125.
To fix the toilet. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So this past Friday morning, my wife called me, and she says the toilet's running again and won't stop.
All right.
Well, I was at work. Mm-hmm. I called the plumber. I tell him all about it. And he's like, oh, yeah, no problem. I'll stop by the end of the day.
Okay. Great. Well, that's nice. It's hard to get a plumber these days.
Yes.
It is. It is. And I appreciate him coming out to the house. But, well, he comes around like 5:30, all right? And he says the valve kit was bad. He had one in the truck, so he replaced it.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, well, isn't that the one you replaced originally? And he was like, well, yeah, but they're made of this, like, cheap plastic stuff, and this does happen a lot. And then he handed me the bill and said, you know, call him if it acts up again.
Sure, why not? Come and charge me another $1.25.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, what'd you say?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I was a little confused about getting a bill for something he fixed 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, why should I even pay for him to replace it? What he did 2 months ago, and he said, well, it wasn't his fault, the fault that the valve was defective, and it was working when he left.
It was working when he left, okay.
Well, I mean, I'm not into confrontations. I didn't want to fight with him, and I just said, fine. So I'll stick it in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal. Now that I've got his bill, I really don't want to pay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I went on YouTube. I saw how freaking easy it is to do it yourself.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I feel like an idiot, and I also feel like he should have replaced it free of charge. But
made a service call.
Wife.
Right.
So, yeah, he made a service call. I appreciate that.
He wants to get paid.
He broke.
All right.
Yeah.
That was something he'd fixed 2 months ago. All right.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you get like a 90-day period on something?
Yeah.
And what'd your wife say?
My wife, she's adamant about it. She says, I'm crazy. She said, just pay the bill. It's not worth the aggravation and the hassle with trying to deal with them, and just go find a new plumber and be done with them.
Okay.
But I said, I don't care if the bill was only $25. Okay, first of all, I still don't think I should have to pay it. To me, it's about principle and about what's right and wrong.
Okay.
So
all right.
What do you and your listeners think?
Well, I mean, I definitely understand your frustration, right? Because we're talking about a part you thought was fixed, but in his defense, you know, if he didn't know the valve was bad, then is it his fault? And he did come out on a Friday. So I can see both sides of the story, but I can see your frustration as well, especially when you go on YouTube and you're, wait a minute.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Not that hard to do. You just need a bucket to catch some water and you could be done in 15 minutes. Sounds like he was.
He knew this happens all the time, he said.
Yeah.
He should have brought better equipment.
All right, Brad, you're going to stand your ground here. Your wife says pay it. You don't want to. Do you have a case?
Nope.
Let's find out. I know we have some plumbers listening, and that's for sure. And service people, they might give you some advice on that. Stay tuned. Okay, Brad?
All right, thanks.
All right. 888-410-1057. What should Brad do? Should he pay the bill or should he flush it, LBF?
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah.
Just pondering that for a while.
Yeah, I'll ponder that.
Okay, Brad, stay tuned, okay?
You got it.
Bob and LBF trying to help our guy Brad out here. Now, Brad is not wanting to pay a bill for $125. He said he wouldn't even pay it if it was only $25 because he feels like he's being ripped off by the plumber. Should have stand by the job. So we got Marcus on the phone. Marcus, you're a plumber, right?
Yes, sir, for over 20 years now.
All right, what do you think of Brad's case today?
You know, when it comes down to stuff like that, I have to say it for him, but you should pretty much pay the bill because you're not just paying for a quick, easy job. You're also paying for the knowledge and experience. And for coming out on a Friday at 5:30 in the afternoon, he got over there as quick as possible. And the price in the first place was pretty cheap. So,
for that call. But you see his point, though, Marcus, that, you know, it's a part that was obviously faulty, right? And here you are back again. You put in a bad part. Is that Brad's fault?
Mm.
Or is it the plumber's
fault?
Yeah,
it's the part's fault.
Mm.
It's pretty much the manufacturer's fault at that point. You don't come into it too often, but, you know, you're going to have a bad egg here and there. So.
All right. Marcus is a plumber.
You know, he's
your same
pay out there. And,
all right.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's what he needs to hear from the plumber's point of view, too. All right. Thanks, Marcus. Give your company a plug if you want.
All right. MP Mechanical out of Saugus.
All right. There you go. Thanks, Marcus. He's going to stand by his work, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Doug. Good morning, Doug.
Yes.
What do you think
good
of Brad's
morning.
Case?
I think it's silly, to be honest. He paid for he called a guy out. The guy came out and did the job. You got to pay him. If he thought on Google it was super simple, that's a great decision to make before you call the plumber.
Yeah.
Right. Good point.
See, do you know what a valve is here? What we're talking about? Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't.
Open up the hood, LB. I mean, you take the top off the toilet and you see it. It's what, you know, gets the water back into the tank, right? But they look cheap.
I've literally stopped listening.
All right, fine.
I stopped listening. I'm like, valve tank.
Check it out on YouTube. Thanks, Doug. All right. Jim, good morning, Jim. What do you think?
Hi. I think the plumber should have warranted the pot. Did the service, charged them for the labor to do it, and if he knew that the pot was an issue with the pots, he should have bought a better quality pot and warranted the pot, came in, did the service, and charged them whatever he did to replace the job, not charging for the pot all over again.
Mm. Yeah, right. Right. Maybe that's, you know, would have been a nice compromise. I mean, go ahead.
I deal with stuff like that all the time. I mean, we can put a starter in, and 2 days later, the car's coming in exactly again for a bad starter. We warranty the pot, we charge him the labor, put it in, and he's out the door.
Yeah, you can't keep working for free. I get that.
No, you can't keep charging the customer the same exact price for everything, knowing that the pot's a faulty pot.
Right.
He should have bought a better quality pot and warrantied it. I mean, he's gonna take that pot, he's going to put it back in the box, and he's going to return it back to the manufacturer, and he's going to get his money back.
I feel like I want to play the game. Take a drink, you know what every I mean? Time you so say he already pot.
Charged, yeah, he already charged the customer for the new pot.
New, have another drink, LB. You didn't hear what she said, Jim.
It's a pot. Yeah,
it's a pot. Well, Jim, guess what?
Drink every time Jim says pot.
Yeah.
New Christmas.
All right, that's fine. Jim, we're going to part, okay? But thank you for calling,
thank
Jim.
Thank you. He's got a really
have
good
Have a good
point.
Day. Bye. Thank right, you.
There
bye.
You go. We talked to Brad in Morning Court today. Look, he's got, it's not the most expensive dilemma, but it's enough to be kind of irksome. Plumber had to come back after like 2 months from fixing a valve, which is inside the toilet, in the tank. Mm-hmm. And I guess it was cheapo, and it kept running. So the plumber came back, fixed it, said, yeah, these parts are cheap. They're plastic. What can I say? This happens all the time. Here's a bill, $125. John's okay, like, wait a minute, you fixed this already. Why am I paying for it twice? He doesn't want to pay the bill. His wife said, just pay it. Do we need to do this? Just pay it. And wondering what other people think. So we're going to start with you, John. What are your thoughts? Should he pay the bill twice if he's already paid it once?
Well, I'm a plumber. I've been in a business for 41 years. I think the plumber should honor the pot, whether it's bad or good. That's what I do.
And the call, right? The call back, right?
Yep. Yeah, no, I mean, that's how you keep your customers. You take care of them.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, do you want to get a $125 here and then lose a customer for life? Because that's what's going to happen.
Right, exactly.
Take the short money.
You already got paid for the job, far as I'm concerned. Mm. If the pot's defective, you just take it back to where you bought it, you know, your supplier, and they give you another one to replace it.
Yeah.
And then you keep your customer happy.
Exactly.
There you go, John. Good call. Give your company a plug if you need
it. JCF Plumbing, Milford.
There
nice.
It is.
All right. There
Thank you,
go.
John. Good call. Have a great
Thank
day.
You.
Bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Excuse me, Kate. Good morning.
Oh, is she ordering something?
Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Oh, good.
What are you ordering, Kate? What's for breakfast?
Oh, I'm just getting a large coffee because America runs on Dunkin'.
Oh, there it is. Well.
Okay. Kate, what do you think of Brad's case?
All right. Here's my two-bit for whatever it's worth. So I do eyelash extensions for a living, right? And every 2 weeks, people have to come in to have them refilled. Time is money. I think this guy went out. There's no guarantee that it's not going to break in another 3 months, and he's going to have to pay it. Time is money. So he had to put in a new valve, and it was his time. And I think $125 for a plumber is cheap, because some guys will charge $208 for a service
bar. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay, yeah, but time is money. That's
time
a good
is
point.
Money. All right, Kate.
All right.
Have a great day. Enjoy the coffee. Thank you for listening.
Bye, guys.
Bye now. ROR, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I had an opinion for Morning Court.
Sure. What's your name?
Harry.
All right, Harry. What do you think?
So, I think he's got to pay the bill. Mm-hmm. You know,
The guy valued them as a customer enough to get out there the same day, which is really unheard of nowadays. Usually you make a service call. It takes a couple of days to get
there
somebody
out. There is that. There is that.
You know, $125, you know, you can cry about it if he wants to, but what's going to happen when something bigger happens and he didn't pay that bill?
That's
who's
right.
Who's he going to call?
That's right.
That's going to treat him like that.
Who are you
going to
call? What do you do for work,
yeah,
Harry?
Yeah, exactly. I'm a facilities director at a vocational school.
Nice.
Okay, but I think you're right. Look, if I were to put a wrap on this one, LBF, my recommendation, I'm going to agree with Harry and Jim. Look, pay the bill.
Yeah.
You pay the bill. Now, you decide whether or not you want to call him anymore.
Yes,
right?
That's yes.
You know, that's up to you. But you're going to get a credit hassle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that guy, yeah. You know, yeah. Is going to come after you, too, for his money. It's not worth it.
Like pay me. Pay me.
Yep, there's value in a person that'll get right out there for you, regardless of the issue.
All right, Harry. Good call.
All right, thank you.
And that is true. The guy did make a one-day service call. That's not as easy as it, you know, used to be. So.
Well, it's like you got to think about it. Like sometimes it's like coloring your hair. You know, do I go back to the hairdresser and be like, it didn't stay?
Okay.
I got to pay her again and again.
Yeah.
Because things break.
So like would you have soul. Dave pay this plumber?
Yeah.
Just do it.
You yeah. Said, and I wouldn't go on Yelp and complain. I would pay the plumber and I would say... I would call a plumber and be like, hey, I'm going to pay this bill, but like, how are we going to prevent this from happening again? Is it a part situation? Should I start saving to replace this part every couple of months?
Mm.
Or what's going on?
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.